Hey, what's up everybody? My name is Gayan Mahesh. I am an English teacher from Sri Lanka. And we have been conducting classes for a lot of students for more than 6 years now. And we have come up with this great idea of creating a podcast for the students who are really enthusiastic about learning English. So we named this podcast GMC English Podcast Series. So in the first episode, we are going to talk about how to greet people and what would you say if you met somebody at a party or in a public place. Or before we go to that, I think I might have to tell you what English is and why it is important to learn it before you get somewhere else. So the thing is, English is one of the greatest languages in the entire world, and it has become the most popular language because everybody likes to speak English and everybody wants to speak English. And but the way to become a great English speaker is really terrible. It is not as easy as we think it is, unless you are from an English speaking country. So even for myself, I did not grow up in a family where English is spoken predominantly, and I did not go to a school where I was taught in English medium. I just went to a regular school like everybody else. But gradually I realized that it was really important to learn English. Even though my father was an English teacher at a school, he did not even try to teach me English because he knew teaching the own son something is really terrible. So he never tried to do that. He let me understand how important it was to learn English. So I realized that. Then I pursued my dream and I could teach myself a lot of things about English. And as a result of that, I ended up building the biggest English coaching institution in our area. So let's get to our first lesson. I'd like to talk about how to greet somebody, right? Let's say you are going to meet a person at a party and you haven't met that person before. So you should probably ask, I mean, in old English, you should also always ask, how are you? And the as a reply, you always get, I am fine, thank you. But instead of using those expressions, I can tell you some new ones most native English speakers use. Like, what's up? How is it going? How are you doing? What's going on? Right? Even if you are not familiar with that person, saying one of these expressions would literally, give you the chance to build a great conversation with that person, right? So then as a reply, if that person asks you one of those, questions, you can also reply with you shouldn't say, I'm fine, thank you. I mean, that's all English. You should say, I'm doing great. I'm good, thanks. How about you? Right? If you think that you are forgetting something, you can probably write these expressions down and use them with your friends. Okay? So, we are really interested in building conversations with people, especially when it comes to English. We really love to have a great conversation with people. So, what is the key to building a great conversation with somebody that we just met, right? So the next thing you should ask is where are you from? What do you do? By asking that, you are definitely asking about his job. Or you can ask like this, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? That also means, what's his job? Right? And also, if you are in a party, you can also ask this, who did you come to the party with? Who did you come with? Right? And also, what do you think about the party? Right? Did you eat some cake? right? You can make a lot of concessions. Like, so I mean, the number one problem most the English learners have is actually creating the questions. Making questions is the most difficult part for a lot of English learners. So you can actually try out making some questions, and you can also practice it with with yourself. Go in front of the mirror, ask yourself the same question, and you can actually practice them very well. And if you have somebody whom you can speak English with, just go ahead and talk to him in English, right? So and then you can also talk about yourself. Like, you know, first of all, you need to tell what your name is. Like, my name is Namal. My name is Kate. I'm from this particular town. I'm from, like, if you're in Sri Lanka, you can say, I'm from Malabe. I'm from Colombo. And I work at ABC store. I work at ABC bank, right? I love reading books. So how about you? Just tell me something about yourself. Right, that's a great starter for having a good conversation with somebody you are just going to meet. Right, even though you have met that person before, you should also ask these questions, and you can actually build up a great conversation with that person. So I think that's enough, because and as a matter of fact, there's something else I need to tell you. Most people are really worried about their grammar, pronunciation, and vocabulary, but don't worry about them, because you can also teach yourself every single thing gradually. You cannot do everything in the same time, and everything takes some time. So keep practicing, keep learning, and you can become a great version of your life. Just trust me. And from now on, I will be posting a lot of episodes just like this for enthusiastic people just like you. So I think today's first podcast is over, and you can practice these expressions with you or with your friends. And I will be talking to you in the next episode with a brand new lesson. And thank you for listening. Bye bye. Have a good one.